Yo, it's not a scratch. I'm the Anaru guy that says a lot of words. Hey, listen up. This is big. This is huge. This is so big, we're putting it before everything in the episode. There is a new podcast coming out. Now, normally you'd be like, wait, shouldn't this be in the promo section? And technically, yes, it should be in the promo section, but I want to direct it to you because I know you're interested in this type of stuff. Why? Well, it's a TTRPG. It's a Mystery Dungeon TTRPG, and it's run by Not a Scratch folks. That's right. There is a brand new, Not a Scratch-like, based in the Alcast region, just run by fans of the show. They've decided, you know what, we need more universal content, alternate universe content. And so, there is a brand new show called Mystery Dungeon, A Path Through Time. It is a podcast available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that stuff. The first few episodes, episodes 1, 2, and 3, come out Sunday, October 8th, 2023. If you're listening to this, there's a very decent chance that's either now or in the past, which means that these episodes are available right now. These are created, this entire show, the concept, anything that goes into detail with this, while based on the Alcast region that I've developed with Muhammad, Daisy, and Mansoor, it is their own universe, it is their own canon verse, and there's a lot of cool things I've already heard through the grapevine, the little spoiler secrets that I've heard. I don't know anything about the show beyond where it's set, and a couple of vague references to things in this show, but I would highly, highly, highly recommend checking them out if you haven't already for a number of different reasons, right? Visiting, listening to the show early gets them boosted up in the rankings, which is always good. It's a show based on our show, which is kind of really cool because it's almost like it's like a podcast fanfic in a way, which is so exciting. And of course, it's more Mystery Dungeon content. So absolutely, please, please, please check that out. Again, it is Mystery Dungeon, A Path Through Time. Available wherever you listen to podcasts starting Sunday, October 8th. So if they've got information out when you're listening to this, check that podcast right now. In fact, wait, well, we'll give you a little bit of time. You can go to the search bar, search it up, Mystery Dungeon, A Path Through Time. Check it out. In fact, while you're checking it out, I'm going to give you the trailer for their podcast right here, right now, starting off the episode. I'm so, so excited for this. I'm so proud of what they've accomplished even before episodes are coming out because it's like, oh my gosh, my little system idea that I made up has now turned into not just this podcast, but another podcast that's based on this. It's so exciting. Check it out. Cool. Last thing before the promo actually begins, be sure to subscribe, like to us, to them. Great. Here's the trailer and then the episode itself.
Welcome to Mystery Dungeon, A Path Through Time, an Alcast Region fan podcast set 20 years before the events of Not a Scratch. Three heroes attempt to go on an adventure to solve the mystery of ice cream, I mean space-time rifts that have been reported to pop up across the Alcast Region. Sean, playing Sammy the Munchlax.
Wait, what's a space-time rift? Is that a pizza topping?
Evelyn, playing Hikaru the Pikachu.
I'm Hikaru, and I like bubble tea, jelly donuts, and singing.
Eli, playing Bruce the Cyndaquil.
We really have to go to the graduation ceremony? There's so many people.
Join Sammy, Hikaru, and Bruce on their adventures wherever you get your podcasts. The Outcast Region and System of Not a Scratch, courtesy of Anarud.
The following podcast is a member of the PokéCasters Network. PokéCasters Network, supporting Pokémon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokémon fans. To find out more, check out PokéCastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
ChatGPT, when I throw this in there, either helps me perfectly because it finds exactly what I'm looking for, or it breaks it again, which I found, you know what, at that point, at a certain point, I'm just like, you know what, let's just
try. We should maybe start the episode before we talk about ChatGPT, because if we talk about ChatGPT any longer, I will go on a 15-minute rant.
ChatGPT
is Muhammad's One Piece, David. Thanks. That's what I'm feeling.
No, because y'all love One Piece.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes that Scratch is an overpowered move. I am your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Andrew himself, and with me here, constantly battling against the great OpenAI source, ChatGPT.
It's me, Muhammad. I wouldn't say so much of a battle as much as just a passive grumbling in the corner because, you know, I'm in my old man bag. And over to my right, is someone who is confused why their arm span is exactly 1.5 times their height.
Oh no. It's me, Daisy. I was eating pizza.
Maybe that's the secret. Maybe that's how I get longer arms.
The world may never know.
Welcome everyone to the show, designed specifically to find that optimal way of becoming an NBA player and having an arm span that is just way too long. We are here today, we've got the greatest minds and scientists of our generation all gathered together, and they all said, you know what, we don't feel like doing this, and so instead, we got some Pokemon fans, and that's where we are today. It's a Pokemon Mystery Dungeon show. Welcome everyone. How's it going?
Woo!
That's good.
That's how it's going. Woo.
Very cool. You know what else is woo? There was a joke somewhere in there, and then as soon as I said it, I forgot what the joke was. So instead, transition time. Guess what? Oh, I got it. You know what's woo? Mansoor! Shout at him. He's traveling at this point, and he's found the destination. That's right. After 12 episodes, 36 seasons, partridge in a pear tree, he's determined his new destination. He's heading to Paris.
Oui.
He said something about the World Cup, which I actually don't know if that's in Paris.
No, you're thinking of the Olympics.
There's probably a cup in Paris somewhere.
Yeah, that too, probably that.
Got the world on it.
France are the... No, they're not the reigning World Cup champions. But the Olympics are there.
The Olympics, that's what it is. He's heading there. I think he's either helping set it up or break it down. I can't remember. But, you know, you'll
see. Which
side
of the picket line is he on?
Yeah, exactly. But something Olympics related, so shout out to him. Speaking of large competitions that bring a bunch of people together, there's a mansion with folks in it. And somehow that's a transition, and now I walk away as someone explains last week's, which we did not plan.
I guess I can go, because, you know, I've had
you cleared your throat so authoritatively only to go, I guess.
I mean, please, by all means, take the reins if you would like. But there was a house. There was people at the house. We did some baking. That was fun. I actually found all of the secrets, and I know exactly where everything is. I'll wait for Honorid's clarification so that we can get along with it and just get the item and get out of here. Some other people went to dinner.
The scary thing is, there is a non-zero chance that that is true. Like that, it is possible that Daisy has figured this out, and that kind of that both amazes me and scares me at the same time. But it is mathematically possible that Daisy has the answer.
I figure it out, and I just leave.
Yeah, and then Daisy just says, you know what, recruits of the lost. More like recruita of the lost. Singular. Adios.
I take the rock horn, let them all do their thing, and just go.
There was a summary somewhere, also.
Honestly, the summary kind of mostly got it. We talked about baking, we talked about getting to house, we talked about dinner, we talked about snooping. Yeah. Honored, do you have anything else you want to add?
Oh, you're talking about something. There are a bunch of folks that you recognize, and a couple of folks that you don't, and there are some theories about that. That's also what I'm going to throw out there.
That was dinner and snooping.
Oh, that's right. And then we ended the episode with a fun little voice that I told in the post game that I wanted to mention, so I'll mention it here. You seem to recognize that voice, and I direct this at Kyle, as this is a good transition for us to dive on it. Not waves. Waves isn't the first thing you remember, Kyle, but a weird smell, like an old smell, is what pops into your head as both you and Rose, in different areas of this mansion ground, hear that voice in your head of, I believe it is time for you to save me.
When you say, okay, so I'm getting, like, you know, waves of old smell as in ancient time smell, or old smell as in old bones smell?
A little column A, a little column B, a little column C, which isn't one that you mentioned, but...
You're asking me to remember something from Arc 4.
I am. To be fair,
it's a big ask. It's an important thing from Arc 4 that I don't remember, but we think Kyle remembers. Can I, you know, figure out if Kyle remembers exactly what this is? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah, sure. Roll whatever that theoretically would be. I
need to pull up the rest of my document.
Okay, would you say there's a pretty good chance Kyle knows what this thing is, or, you know, a pretty average chance Kyle knows what he's remembering?
Well, as you have so eloquently stated in the past, the timeline thing has kind of made everything go haywire. So I'm going to say this is a straight smart roll.
Fair enough. No, fair. Actually, no, that was Kyle A and this is Kyle B. So fair enough. Well, the dice love me anyway. 12 plus 1.
12 plus 1, that's a 13. It is the ancient time stuff.
But who?
But who? Somebody important.
That narrows it down.
You smell a lot old book.
Old book.
Old book pops into your head. Not any book in particular, just an old book pops
old,
into your head.
Old. Because when I think of that library, I think of the bottle. Was it a bottle? Was it a. Was that what it was?
That was. Yeah, we described it as a bottle. The time.
Is that what I'm thinking of, or am I thinking of a different book?
All you think is old book. You don't necessarily think old bottle.
The only thing I can think is Darkrai, but not Darkrai, right?
Rose, roll for me a d20. This is also going to be a smart roll. This is on the Arcana side of it.
All right, let me really quickly take out the dice that I already had out and ready to roll, because I am so good at this.
Yeah, you're always prepared, you know?
You said smart?
This is smart, yes.
That's an 8 plus 1 for a 9.
So I heard 9 plus 1, 10?
Are you just trying to bump it up a little bit? Yeah, that's...
9.
Do I want to... Roll it again. We'll say this. Seriously.
Can I just say, if there's a thing you want me to know, can you just tell me?
Yeah, if there's a thing that's like a given, just give it as a given.
It wouldn't be a given. This should properly be an advantage, what I'm thinking. And whether or not I explain it remains to be seen. But
okay.
This should have been an advantage roll from the start.
Roll with advantage. Rolls a 7.
That's a 14 plus 1 for 15.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, so Rose, I think because of your prior experiences with phone calls and the like, you recognize that this is in a similar vein to a phone call. And with the 15, which is classified as a folk success, you know this is not an Adam phone call, but it is the same type of phone call. You can also tell Kyle is also on the line, I think is the best way to describe it. And you can do that because you've recognized what Kyle sounds like in the phone
call. I can hear him mouth breathing.
Yeah, you can just sort of hear him like, huh? Like, that sort of like vague... understanding. So you know Kyle's on the line.
You can hear Kyle's eyebrows raise through the mental telephone.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
with that exact expression. Kyle, I don't know if you would notice that. You let me know. I'll leave that up to you, whether you would notice Rose on the other end.
I feel like Kyle may be a little too fixated on the voice to, you know, think about whether or not this is a three-way call. Also, okay. Kyle... like, from what he recognizes of the voice, is like, there's no one else here who would also be on that line, right? It was just me. Well, there was someone else, but I don't know who. But it wasn't anyone here. But also...
You would remember the Ralph part. You just know it's not going to be Ralph on the line.
But yeah, no, exactly. Which is like, I know there was someone else, but they're not here. But, you know, all that.
You can just smell baked goods.
Kyle just assumes it's a dessert tray in the room, not like a, you know, thing on the phone. But anyways.
I think a small cake, like a cake slice has popped up in front of
you. No, I mean, I'm sure, like, if Rose says anything, Kyle's immediately going to be like, oh, this is a, okay, cool. But for now, Kyle's just sitting there in confusion, like, wait, huh? No.
So
it couldn't be. Is it?
Are you saying that this is just, like somebody has connected to a call with us and, like, we're still... online, or they like connected, said that thing, and then like disconnected?
They're still online. They're still online. Okay. They're still online. I think they're waiting to see if Kyle recognized. I don't know if you would pick up on that, but that is.
If Kyle isn't saying anything, then I would just be like, "Where are you?"
Ah, hello. It is nice to meet you, Rose. I have heard much about you from through the grapevine. I think you would say.
Are you by some grapes?
Oh, no, I am afraid I am, how you say, I am trapped.
Also, I don't know what grapes are. This is the Pokemon universe.
Grapes theoretically exist.
They're a fruit.
I can't be bothered to make up an equivalent of grapes in this universe. So grapes exist.
The equivalent of grapes. Grapes.
Yeah, grapes. Like, there you go.
You're by the grapeberry bushes?
No. Maybe. I do not actually know.
Grapeberries.
Oh boy.
That took me way too long, and then it popped in my head, and now... sorry, continue.
Oh, I think this voice continues on.
Well, I believe it is like the riddle says, no? If you can save me, I can save you from dead grunts. I wasn't quite sure what that referred to.
Did your voice just change?
Yes, I actually became older because I'm supposed to be older. The person controlling me only remember that just now.
Oh, okay. We might need to go fix that in the code.
Okay, very good. Yes. Can you tell the game master of this particular system is not exactly ideal with keeping voices in a particular range, no? You know, one voice sounds like another. There's, I think, only one baby voice, Susie and Manaby, and all this. They're all basically the same character. There's like one person in the show that talks in a slow voice, and that's his major character. Anyway, that's...
It's okay. I usually just say what I want to say and then say the name of the character who said it.
I can't say the name. That spoils the fun.
Waits anyway. Patiently.
Hey, listen. I appreciate that effort. Thank you.
Anyway, yes, that is... hello, do you not... Kyle. Come on.
They're so confused.
Come on, man. This is not where... His voice is going somewhere.
Kyle's just sitting there like... I don't know if I'm the Kyle you know. Or is it... Celebi did some weird things.
Like duplicate Kyle?
But you remember... You remember the past, no?
The answer would be yes.
But I was gonna ask if Kyle can, like, if Kyle shrugs, how do I verbally communicate a shrug without saying I don't know?
The same way as the eyebrow raise.
It just is the same way with the eyebrow raise.
Kyle just like very like verbally shrugs, just like.
This is a psychic connection phone call. I think they can read body language.
Without saying you, yeah. That's bueno.
Here is a good way of remembering. Inside your bag, there is a deck of cards, no?
Kyle nods mentally. Nod sitting at the dinner table looking like a, you know.
Yeah, I think this voice goes, I believe I gave you that.
Wait, that's where Kyle got it?
That's where Kyle got it. If
didn't you get the cards in Arc 3?
That's what I thought.
Mm-mm.
Huh. Is it? I can't put a Pokemon to. Is it, oh my goodness!
Mismagius in the forest?
Not the Mismagius in the forest.
No. Because the librarian in whatever town it was, I forget which town we were in at that point, gave like Kyle and Ralph each a gift, but I don't remember who the librarian was. Or was this the librarian, or was this not the librarian? Because I feel like I would
be the librarian.
This is the librarian? I'm confused. How is it? What?
The librarian was also very important to the story.
They were...
I can't remember who the librarian was.
Was it a Quagsire?
Not a Quagsire.
No.
Same vein. Same style.
It wasn't
a slogan. I won't lead you on anymore.
They called me many names because my name... has been lost to time. They used to call me the Elder. Now they call me the Storyteller. I am Wishcat.
That's what it was, a Whiskash. Okay, I was like, I know it's something. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm with you.
Whiskash Legendary confirmed.
Anyway, I believe it is an opportunity for, well, in a way, I suppose, when we helped you and your friend who, seems to be missing at this point. When we helped you in the past, now it is an opportunity to return the favor.
Kyle, very slowly.
Kyle's kind of like slowly nodding, but Kyle's also very confused because wasn't the elder a recruit?
Yep.
That's what I was going to.
Yeah, buddy. Time to delve into some lore if you know. Ah! Stretch all the bones in the body and everything as I get into a little storyteller mode. Or preparation for storyteller mode, I think, because everyone around you, Kyle, is eating cake.
Yeah, I think Kyle at this point is just gonna mentally, you know, hold up a finger in the telephone conversation and like hit the hold button and you know, just turn the person next to him. He's like, I've got to get going, but tell the does the Mousehold family have a name? Are they the Blake family? No, the Blake Mansion is a mansion that they bought, but what's the name of the family? I forget the family name.
They're just the Mousehold.
It's just the Mousehold family. Because they don't have last names, because they're not PCs.
Yeah. Kyle's just gonna turn to whoever's next to him and just be like, I've gotta excuse myself, but tell the Mousehold family that thanks for dinner, I'll talk to them soon. And just gets up and leaves.
I think who are you talking to?
And I don't remember who Kyle was sitting. I don't think we specified who Kyle was sitting next to.
We didn't. Anyone in particular?
Roll a die. Roll a die.
Let it be Lucille.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're sitting next to yourself. No, you're sitting next to Pearl.
Okay. Cool.
So Pearl's like, sure. Kyle's gotta leave. Like just out of nowhere.
No subtlety. None.
Nope. And they kind of just look up. It's like
the second Kyle's in the hallway as he's like walking back to, I assume at this point, like when they first got in, like before dinner, like they kind of, you know, put bags in rooms and stuff. So Kyle's walking back to the room that I assume like the four recruits are in. As he's walking back to the room, mentally rejoins the call of like, okay, explain.
Sure. Rose, you picked up the skull.
We were playing word games while you were gone.
I'm thinking of a four-letter word. Rose, you are currently standing by like a gardening shed, if I'm not mistaken, like heading back towards the mansion from your little exploration. Will you be staying outside this entire time? This five-ish minutes where Kyle gets to his room and all that? Or are you going to head back inside?
I mean, I don't know.
I'll leave it up to you. Where do you want to be for the rest of the conversation? Because the elder isn't going to. The elder wants to wait until both of you are free, and clearly one of you is not.
Yeah, I haven't had any like reason to go anywhere, so I'd probably just still like standing next to the shed,
just leaning by.
Because I'm not just gonna walk away in the middle of a conversation.
Well, I will say, you know, it's a voice, right? So you can be wherever you want to be.
Kyle rejoined the call as he was like walking. Like Kyle was just excusing himself from company, you know.
Yeah, it's okay. Rose has manners.
Cool.
Listen, sometimes you just gotta take a work call on the go, and hey, it is what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Bluetooth. Alright. Yes, okay, so you pick up, it's just like, hello, what? And the other's like, yes, I gotta find the voice, hold up.
Okay, let us recap, no? I believe, I apologize for this, Rose. Kyle may have some additional questions, which can hopefully fill in the gaps and answer any questions you have first. So, if I may ask, Kyle, what questions do you have for me before I give you my life story?
Can you give me your life story? I am very confused.
That works pretty well. Okay, so, Rose, hopefully this will provide a little bit of a backstory as I explain what has happened in the last long time.
Hey folks, it's Mohammed. Thanks for tuning into this special, exclusive, not at all delayed Thursday episode of Not a Scratch. Since y'all have waited long enough for this week's episode, I'll keep this short and sweet. Make sure you're following or subscribed to the show, share us with anyone you think will enjoy this chaos, check out our community Discord and website linked in the description, support us on Patreon if you'd like and are able to, just like Ginny, Ursa93, Eli, Damon Liger, Simone Pelawakin, Fennec, Evelyn C., Journeyman Negative, Robert O., Arming Sword and Buckler, Blue Arrowweir, and Barry Esteen already have. And if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out to us on Discord, socials, emails, or the review section down below. Many thanks to GlitchXCity for her songs Kirby's Dream Land and Mystery Dungeon Sky Peak Final Pass, and Tabletop Audio for their soundscapes Temple Garden, Secret Garden, and Mansion Night. Now without further ado, let us dive back on in.
So, let me start. Kyle, when you and Ralph went back to the past with the whole, Celebi fiasco, you changed the past. Unsurprising. I think you can sort of grasp that, no?
Slowly nod.
Good, good. So what that does, what that did was it was able to modify time going forward, which is why, for example, Ralph has not joined you on this version of your quest, but Ralph did on your previous one. However, it did not change the past, meaning all of the events that occurred prior to you joining and changing stayed the same. I still became a recruit, and most importantly, I, just like many of those that were alive during that time, I retained the memories of you and Ralph doing your heroic thing.
Slowly nods.
Which is why I can remember you right now, as opposed to many of the others not, or learning a new version. That is the big thing number one. Big thing number two. As you know, I was a former recruit of the Lost. I was one of the members that was out there, you know, saving the day. You may also remember this as well, though it may be fuzzy because it seems, if I recall correctly, Ralph was the one that dealt with this a little bit more. But back in the past, the guardian of the Aquamonica was a recruit.
Kyle nods in, yes, I remember.
Right, at that time it was our friend Ditto. Here, in this time, I am technically the guardian of the Rocco.
Kyle, slight eyebrow raise, just like, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, and Ben, feel free to interrupt at any time if you have any particular questions or some sort of want to throw in.
Not in respect for the elder.
Now you may be wondering, A, how am I still alive, which is itself a pretty decent question, and B, more importantly, what am I doing as a voice and not as a literal person, Pokemon, you know, here to help? That is where the transition. So this is years afterwards. The legends themselves have a person that introduces. How do I guess this? Yes. The current head at. You know of him, you know he is very powerful and all. But I ask you, who is the one that introduces or invites him to the recruits in the first place? Without a recruit to invite you in, how does Adam know about the recruits? That is where my role comes in. I, like very, very few of us in this very small profession, am what is known as the storyteller. The storyteller is the connection between the legends and their regular Pokemon. It is an ability to confirm and to share the messages from one side to the other. I was elected and have served that position for many, many,
many,
many years. And in turn, I've gotten special abilities. For example, still alive, that's a plus. The whole, you know, voice connection thingy, that's also a good idea. Can share stories and make sure that everything is connected, all fun and dory. And also help out with the guardian stuff, a la guardian of the Rockhorn. In the past, the previous guardian was Ditto. And Ditto transferred their power to me, and I've been holding that role for a long, long time. The storyteller is also the one that is able to provide the hints and tricks and all of that for finding the different legendary items. For example, the riddles that you wrote down there. I wrote those.
Kyle slowly nods and just goes, so
if you wanted, you could just tell us where all the items are.
If I could. You see, the riddles themselves are written in a premonition, I guess is the best way to describe it. It is a moment of clarity that I write down this, and then I can perhaps interpret them, but I may not be able to directly say, go X paces this way, go Y paces that way.
Slow nod of understanding.
But the big issue, and the reason why I cannot help or have not helped in the past, is absolutely not because this character was introduced in Arc 4 and then forgotten about in Arc 5. No, no, no. It is because I am kind of trapped here. You see, part of the riddles, which I realize now, is that by securing the Rakon, it's a plus, but it's not so good when you are trapped with the Rakon. So good news, if you find the Rakon, I can help you potentially with other things. The bad news is you have to find the Rakon.
Kyle just short, like, curt nod, like, yep, yeah, no, of course.
Rose, did you have any question or something?
You just you said you were trapped with someone.
Oh no, I am trapped with the thing, the Rakon, the thing that you, the thing that you are looking for. I assume you're here for the Rakon and not anything. I hate to point this out. If you're looking for some other item, it's not here. It is Rakon. I mean, no, well, to be fair, there's a bunch of other stuff here, but that is not my secret.
So you wrote about yourself getting trapped before you got trapped?
I did not realize it was me getting trapped, but yes, I kind of wrote about my trap before getting trapped. It is kind of how do kids say it? A big L. You know,
why
like
is it so big?
It is massively disappointing to say. Hey, I predicted it's an A. Yeah, he turned Italian. You know, somebody will get trapped, and then you just kind of like shrug it off, and then turns out, you know, there's many centuries later that you end up trapped in a mansion. Yeah, fun fact, did you know that, well, actually, nah, I don't feel like saying because that kind of spoils the whole story. So instead, let us proceed forward. Did you have any question?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say a spoiler.
I'm okay with spoilers.
Yeah, yes, but the person controlling me is not, so. Anyway.
All right, I respect that.
Anyway, so if you have any specific questions about how the elder slash calls himself the storyteller now, that's kind of his role, Wishcash here. If you have any questions about what he's doing or what he's doing, you know, feel free to throw them out my way. Otherwise, we'll get into the nitty gritty.
If you can't tell us where you are, can we just play hot or cold?
But I cannot tell where you are. That is the one issue. I can tell you're here because I can reach out to you. You know, your aura. It's different compared to everybody else's, and that's how I can pinpoint that you are a recruit. But unfortunately, that only allows me to know that you are in the vicinity.
Okay, I'm next to the shed. Is that hot or cold?
I knew this game was coming.
It is both hot and cold.
I don't think that's how the game works.
Unfortunately, you are really that is old. How my senses work. The things that are hot that are cold. Can you tell I'm old? I can't tell if things are hot or cold. Apparently, where we're rolling with this. On a more serious note, if you have any other questions or anything like that you want to ask.
I don't think Kyle has any questions about the elder or storyteller at this point. I think Kyle is just, like, at the end of the whole explanation, Kyle's just given, like, a short nod of just, like, understanding. He's like, okay, this all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you could tell us about how to find you? Or where to find the ones we're supposed to protect you from? Because I think I was looking for them.
I can tell you this, once it is not you that is protecting me, but me that can protect you. However, to do so, you must find me first, which is the whole problem, no?
Okay.
I think that is how the riddle is described. It's like, protect me from the grunts, so I protect you from them.
Save me from the grunts, and I can protect you from them, I believe is
there
the wording.
So get me first, and then I can be a big, you know, shield.
Well, where are we going to find these grunts, then? Can you tell us that?
I presume if you are here looking for me, then they are also here looking for something, probably me. I cannot guarantee that. I'm leaning that way, because I hate to point this out, but this Rakon here is extremely valuable. Even if you have no idea about the power, it is kind of a big deal.
Okay. Bye, I guess.
I like how Rose is yelling louder and louder in this conversation. Okay, sure. Can you hear me now? Like,
I mean, she's like, I don't know what else to do, because we just gotta go look. I guess you told us that we're looking for you, which we kind of knew, but you can't tell us anything else, so...
I fear that I have disappointed you, Rose. I kind of
Can you give me a hint?
It has to do with the house. The house itself has a puzzle. It has to do with the second and third floors, the doors that are locked but not locked.
If Rose was another character, she would just right now go, "What? Really?"
You collect the pieces inside the other doors, and then it will open up the door that should lead you here.
The pieces? What pieces?
The pieces. The puzzle. Did I not mention this? Did they not mention it? The household family knows about it.
Oh, so it's like, when you say puzzle...
I mean, legitimate. It is almost legitimately a puzzle. Like, you sit down, jigsaws, and put it together. It's maybe a dozen odd pieces or so. And then together, that is a key. And the key, you open the door. Have they not explained this?
All right, I just start walking into the house.
Rose like, all right, I gotta go.
Also, Rose was not there for the dinner, so...
I think I'm running into the house to look for Pearl and Miss Quagmire.
Rose being like, is there still cake? Also, I got a secret.
I just feel like find them panting. It's actually a puzzle.
Pearl just looks at you like, what? What's actually a puzzle?
Look for puzzle pieces. And I like air draw a jigsaw puzzle. And then I turn around and run away.
I think Pearl starts chasing you, like, partly out of, like, wait, hold on, you didn't explain everything, and partly out of, ooh, running, this sounds fun. And I think Mrs. Quagmire looks on like, I am getting too old for this.
Alright, let's go. Kyle's sitting on the phone, like, almost face-palming, like, man, who am I working with?
What just happened here?
To be fair, I'm feeling a little unhinged today, so Rose probably is, too.
Gonna have an energetic, like a really energetic Rose out of nowhere. That's gonna be fun.
I mean, she understands the thing now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or she thought the puzzle was the riddle, and now she's like, "Oh no, you actually meant puzzle."
And so I think Rose, as you pop out, Kyle, I'm gonna kind of push you out the door, because now is when the Mousehold family is actually gonna start explaining, like, "Here's our big problem."
Was that not
so?
What
everybody
the
starts
was?
Grouping up. The dinner sort of explained that there was a problem, and now I think they're going to show you where the problem is. I think that's probably a more specific way of explaining.
Okay. I think after Rose's, like, outburst and hearing Rose running around over the phone, Kyle just, like, Kyle, like, if there is an on-the-phone equivalent of turning to someone, just turns to the elder and just goes, I'm sorry, she's new.
Oh, no, I remember when I was here as well. By the way, Rose, I will be on the line. Kyle, you as well. I'll be on the line. If you need me, reach out to me. I got nothing else to do, so you don't have to call. Just kind of think out, and it'll appear.
Kyle, reel in the line and find you?
Can you, if you IP address the phone call, then theoretically, yes. You could you go reverse calculate where I'm located. Worst case scenario, it leads you back to this very little island, and then, you figure out an issue with that. Gosh, these people are stupid. What are you thinking?
Daisy, I have no idea if Onrud heard it and ignored it, or if it actually went over his head.
I didn't. I'm
just looking for a super rod.
Kyle at the, oh yeah, I'll be on the line. Kyle nods, salutes, hangs up, and goes out to rejoin the dinner party, which I guess has moved out of the dining hall.
Yeah, I think everyone's kind of in that, like, main hallway by the two stairs.
Also, random player headcanon that I am hoping is actual canon, but it's not actual canon. This Whiskash is the same Whiskash that failed to be caught by a Master Ball. That was failed to be caught by a Master Ball in the anime. This is that Whiskash.
That's goated.
I mean, it already had a job. It can't be caught.
Clearly.
Yeah, it can't be caught because it's got a traitor himself. I am my own trainer.
Which is why he ate the Master Ball. Usually the trainer deflects the Master Ball away. The Whiskash can't, like, physically deflect the Master Ball away because, you know, it will press the button. So instead, just boom.
You gotta be careful, though, because that means there's now a bridge into the world of the other Pokemon world from our mystery.
Which is why
dungeon.
I said headcanon and hopefully not actual canon. But also, powerful, we've joked about bridge. Other regions existing in the same world as the Outcast region, so who knows?
Anyway, the group is now outside. I think you kind of hang out with the other recruits. I think, Kyle, you let me know, but I get the feeling Rose might, even if you don't, sort of explain, like, hey, there's a recruit on the line. Have you heard of this Whiskash guy or something like that?
I don't think Kyle's going to explain it, because I think Kyle just kind of assumes, okay, well, you know, the storyteller has reached out to me and Rose, and the storyteller, like, Kyle assumes by default can always reach out to Adam. So Kyle's just like, if the storyteller wants to include any of the recruits, he'll put them on the line.
I don't think it can, because he was saying that he could only reach out to us because we were in the vicinity, so I don't think he can.
As are the other two recruits.
Right.
So I described the vicinity being like the island itself, or the mansion.
Yeah.
So the fact that Pearl and Miss Quagmire, I mean, specifically, since they're on the island with you, they could theoretically reach out.
Yeah, exactly.
But they weren't on that call.
No, they weren't on that call, but Kyle just assumes there was a reason they weren't on that call, and he's like, all right, whatever.
Wish Cash just has some beef.
I think
it has to do with the geysers.
Yeah, it's just, yes, Mrs. Quagmire.
Oh, storyteller. How have you been, please?
Oh, you know, it is a cold, dark, damp place that I am in. And you...
The basement!
Well,
Rose writes that down.
No, they don't actually have any beef. I think that the reason why is, in my head canon, at least, which is canon. Because it's my head. in my version, I think it was just reaching out to you because you, Kyle, you knew the Whiskash beforehand. And then I think Whiskash may have thought initially that Ralph was going to be the partner and said both of you would recognize him. And then really quickly realized, oh, it's not because, oh, that makes sense because Ralph wouldn't be here because of the Wish and ABC XYZ. So kind of reached out to both of you being the original pair that knew him before. These two don't know him before. And so. More of an introduction, like, hi, how are you? I'm an old recruit. Kind of similar to, like, Reggie.
How old, millennia?
How old? Pick a number. Add a zero. Probably around there. Old recruit thing. Adam may have mentioned me, like, once or twice. I'm the one that brought him into the recruits. Which, fun fact, is a little bit of lore that's actually confirmed now. The storyteller is the one that brings the first recruit in. As a mortal, but also legendary. As opposed to, you know, Mew every now and then, which I don't know if I've officially said that Mew was the one that's like,
hey, guys.
I think
at some point you said Mew when you introduced Ditto.
Well, it's, maybe Mew did it then, but not anymore. How's that? Bam. Changing the story. God, I'd love it.
The storyteller is just the reincarnation of Mew. Mew can turn into any.
I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of what I assumed happened.
Is that the case? Anyway,
I've solved it.
Adam has not been at Alakazam this whole time.
Like I said, Daisy right here randomly solving my stories is, I think, the thing I'm most scared of. So on a completely unrelated note, I think it goes into more of an explanation. Like, hi, I'm the storyteller. Adam's mentioned me once or twice before. I'm the guy that, like, brings in the recruits initially. Sort of in between legendary status and regular person status. I'm sort of a demi legend. That work. Vibin, all cool. Rockhorn's here, by the way. I can't find it, like, where you guys are, and you can't find me, but, like, it has to do with the house, and so you can... ABC, XYZ, eliminate. So, as that explanation is going on, the Mousehold family is going through their explanation of, like, welcome! Gosh, I don't remember whose voice this is, because it's not quite anyone's voice. Gosh, why did I give... I didn't write this down. That's disappointing. You remember which one was the deeper voice and which one was the not deeper voice between Bartholomew and Fergus?
Fergus was the deeper voice, I believe.
Yeah, Fergus had the mustache.
Fergus had the voice that sounded like a mouse hold with a mustache. So the deeper voice.
I don't know about that. But...
No. Like, that's the way that I visualized it in my head. I knew it was the deeper of the two voices that was the one that I associated with the mustache. Like, I'm not saying deep voice correlates to mustache. I'm saying in my head, this specific deep voice correlated to that specific mustache.
It's so in this so the voice one comes specific out of the mustache.
Oh no.
In this one specific situation, if Fergus shaved the mustache, his voice would jump up 3 octaves. Alright, that's enough. So I think Fergus goes up. Welcome everyone to the main hall of the mansion. Now, as you've probably seen, we kind of led you to that way. The first floor is the main floor. It is the floor that all of our bedrooms are located. In fact, you all have been assigned to your own separate bedrooms, depending on the groups that you joined in with. And that's all fine and dandy. And that's actually where I want to start the puzzle of this house with. You see, the first floor, all the doors work. Everything's fine. Everything's cool. Everything is dandy. And as such, anyone can kind of enter into any other room. Of course, we entered in to prepare the rooms before you guys popped in, and you guys have been able to enter in all the time. As we head upstairs, though, and you guys head upstairs, this is the second hallway. This hallway consists of a handful of doors. I believe I specified 9 of them?
That sounds familiar. Like, 9 doors sounds familiar. But that was also, like, a... in the post game, trying to figure out if, you know, Rose tries every single door discussion. So
I can't count. Where is it?
One,
two, three.
I'm sorry, I could have committed to the bit. That's my bad.
That's as high as I can count.
Okay. Yes. So, second floor. Yeah, so there are 9 different doors here. And if you guys want to follow me to this direction here, it leads you over to, the far right door, we'll say. The stairs, by the way, I've described this as well. The stairs, there are 2 sets of stairs, one on the left and one on the right as you enter in. Both of them lead to the same area, just the left way. So going to the far right door, this door opens up perfectly fine. Opens this door, and you can see inside. Rose, you're hanging out with the group at this point. This is the door that you entered in.
I thought that was on the third floor.
Was it second, third?
It was on the second floor.
Right. We can. The floor doesn't particularly matter. The important thing is just that this door is the same door that you went into.
Okay.
The floor doesn't matter until we need to enter the rooms in a specific order to unlock one of the rooms, and then all hell breaks loose.
It becomes a musical game where we have to, knock on the doors in a particular form.
I'm not good at memory games.
It's a memory game. That's a real puzzle. Right there. I'm gonna turn this into like a gacha game or something. Far right door, the one that's open, and you guys walk in, look inside. It looks like a pretty standard room. I've described this, I think, as slightly grayish in color. Everything sort of tints gray, but for the most part, standard room. Also looks like it hasn't been used. It's been dusted a little bit because the mouseholds have come in here and cleaned things up. But
they've tidied
it
up.
They've tidied up a little bit, but it doesn't look like it's actually...
He doesn't know.
I don't get it. I don't
Tidy
understand.
Up is a Pokemon move that can be learned by Mousehold.
I believe it's the signature move of Mousehold.
Isn't that
I think it's one of... No, I think it's... I don't know if Tidy Up can be learned by anyone else. They might both be signature moves in Mousehold. Hold on. Now I have to see if another Pokemon can learn Tidy Up. I thought only Mousehold learned Tidy Up, but maybe that's just a level up thing.
Welcome to this tangent.
Tidy Up is one of the signature moves of Mousehold. They really went out here and gave Mousehold 2 signature moves.
Let's continue forward. The far right door, like I mentioned, there are 9 of them up here on the second floor. The far right door is the one that you walked into. It's a little grayish tint, but ultimately nothing too wild. It's the only room that so far these Mouseholds have even bothered looking into because it's the only room that they can open. And then you walk in, you see it. Everyone kind of walks in. It's enough. It's just enough that all of you can fit in and not be cramped.
Interesting. Are there like 18 of us?
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 17, 18. If you want to count one household, I'm going to accommodate you by saying the other one stays outside. So yes, there are literally 18 of us in here.
Well, no, Mousehold is one Pokemon with like 4 different little bodies. So
yes, however, I have confirmed that they can be separated in this particular.
Yeah, but so I'm not going to count one of the mouse. I'm not going to count the different mice of the Mousehold as separate Pokemon. They are together then, one Pokemon.
So okay, there are 18 Pokemon there are in here. There are 17 and a quarter.
There are 18 Pokemon here, Onaroon.
Sure, whatever.
I want my shot in the dark guest to be a bullseye.
All right, great. Anyway, so that is the room here. And I think Fergus shows you as you go through other doors. He tries to open all of them and doesn't, and then leads you upstairs to the third floor. He tries to open all the doors. They aren't openable. Leads you up to the third floor. And these ones, again, he tries to open all of them, and they aren't openable either. Rose, you know this. You've tried all these doors yourself.
Yeah.
And as you guys head back down towards the main hall, and the clock right now probably striking... What time did I say? Check. Last time. Time was about 7:30. So I'm going to say the time right now is around 9. After, like, dessert and showing you all of this, a little phone call and all that, about 9-ish, as Fergus kind of leads you all back downstairs. So that is our big issue. We want to be able to solve the mystery of the mansion. And the mystery and the puzzle and the prize and all of that at the mansion is behind those locked doors. Solve it, you win.
Same.
Okay.
And one tiny little detail we forgot to mention. Due to a number of different reasons, you're all going to have to leave on Sunday. For perspective, it is Friday night.
Kyle's eyebrow is raised.
The mansion itself has its own defense mechanisms. Right, I forgot to mention this. This might have been important.
It's booby trap.
Yeah, it's booby trap. I think that's a good way of describing it. It's kind of booby trap. And the biggest thing is, it does not like it when the owner of the mansion isn't here. And unfortunately, we need to leave Sunday afternoon for a meeting that's back on the mainland. So, you have until Sunday afternoon at 6 p.m. Be warned, there are traps. Be warned, there are mysteries that we don't even know about. So, good luck, adventurers. If you have any questions, let us know. Okay, bye.
Is this mansion a Pokemon?
And with that, let us end this episode.
And is it Stackateka?
I thought Guzzlord.
Just walked into a... Oh, Guzzlord. White Guzzlord is the shiny version.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Change all the story. Ah, yes. You've walked into the Guzzlord. All time.
I think we would die.
It would be kind of terrifying. Also, somehow everybody fits... There. Also, somehow
Guzzlord
you would all
are friends,
fit...
not food.
They don't recognize that. Also, somehow you guys would fit into an 18-foot creature. All of you. All 20-ish of you.
It's Dynamax.
Includes everyone. It's Dynamax Guzzlord. Perfect. That is the end of this episode. Next time, you guys attempt to solve the mystery of the mansion. Find out where the storyteller slash elder is hanging out. Where have Rock and Rampage gone? That's another question that's just out there. And so much more. We'll find this out again next time. But for now, thank you everyone for listening, watching, and supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do. I have been your PM, your DM, your GM, Andrew himself.
I've been Muhammad, playing Kyle.
Am I warmer? Colder? This has been Daisy playing Rose.
And until next time, you're constantly lukewarm, and that's kind of what you're going to have to deal with.